Okay, good morning, everybody. Shavuot Tov. Thank you for coming out on this beautiful November morning. At least the sun is shining, which is nice. It could be worse. Could be no sun. Okay, here's what I want to do today. So I want to actually finish the sugya. Is this recording? Okay. I want to finish the sugya that we started last week. And if we could accomplish that, that will be a tremendous accomplishment. So that is our objective this morning. Here we go. Let's just go over quickly what we spent a lot of time on last week, but just for a sense of continuity and flow, it's worthwhile just evaluating and reviewing what we did the other day. So here it is. Okay. Take a look, please. We are on Daf. Kuf Nun Hey Amubet at the bottom. There's two dots. Again, we're going to go over the first half quickly, and then we'll slow down for the second half. Here we go again. So Amar Baye. Reza Kami Damar. He went in front of Mar, he said the statement in front of Mar, which as we'll review in a minute, is Rav Yosef. And what did he say? Masini Sin Mani. And I wanted to know who is the author of the Mishnah. What is the Mishnah? The Mishnah says at the top of the Amud that, again, I'm just going to highlight the part that matters for us. At the top of the Amud, it says that when a person is permitted, you are allowed to add water to this morsan, which is some type of brand of some sort. You're allowed to add water of a lagovlin. You're not allowed to be goyvel. You're not allowed to combine it together. You're not allowed to knead it. So you wonder who's off of the Mishnah? Farmerly, I'll tell you what he is. The answer is Yosef Bar Yehuda. How do I know? Very simple. I'm going to align this Mishnah with the Brisa. The Tanya, Echa Nosen, Sakamach Ved, Nosen, Tochamayim, Rachun Chayav, according to Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, you're not Chayav unless Achigbo. Meaning, what do we want it to see? Very simple. We have a Brisa, we have a Mishnah, it lines up very nicely. What's the opinion of Yossi Bar Yehuda? You're only Chayav when you do the actual kneading. Ah, but throwing water on bran or throwing water on Kemach, no big deal. That is not the Issa Brisa of Lash. Dilma. Now, there's a Havmina that gets rejected. We'll see the Havmina quickly. Until no Kamar Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. Hasm Ella Kemal Devar Gibohu. Aval Morstan Devar Gibohu. Maybe I feel Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Mode. There's a Havmina to say that no, don't make such a connection between a Brisa and a Mishnah. Maybe. We're by a case of Devar Shel Lo Bar Gibohu. It doesn't really combine properly. There, we are going to, Rabbi Yosef would say it's permitted. But maybe, when it comes to something like Kemach, maybe when it comes to something like Kemach, we're less certain. On this, the Havmina is rejected. Looks like the Tanya. No, that's not it. Why? Because we have Behedra. We have Mamash, an explicit way to line up the Mishnah and the Brisa. How? Very simple. Innocent on the Morsan, right? That he says, you're not allowed to add water to this Morsan. And as around the Morsan, be Rebbe, right? Period. There you go. I was like, that doesn't make sense. So what do we see from here? That we mamish have no guessing game, no nothing. We have an explicit brisa that lines up. It's named. We know who the author is, and that lines up exactly with our case in our Mishnah. You can't get a better connection than that. So therefore, we could, with fairly good confidence, say, who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. In both cases, he permits adding water to the Morsan, or adding water to the Kemach. What's the only issue? The only issue is maybe, being goyvel, right? That would be the issue. So, let's go through these two stages. We now are where we are right now. We have Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda. According to Rebbe, just adding water to kemach would be forbidden. According to Rabbi Yossi, it would be permitted. What you need to do in order to be chav, you actually need to knead it, right? Just adding water is insufficient. What about when it comes to? So what about when it comes to? Okay, more sun. So it appears now, just like at this point in time, anyways. Maybe you could argue more sun and kemach might have the same status. Maybe. Both cases, you're not allowed to do goyvo. You're not allowed to knead it. That water onto it, no problem. Okay? Right now, that appears to be at least where we are. Okay, fine. That being said, comes along Rabbi Yisrael Hidon this brisa and saying, no. Yeah, I mean, you know some on the morsel, you can add water to it. But the question we need to figure out is, okay, what about the goyfa? What about the actual kneading part? So we see in both cases, you could throw water onto it, but what about combining it together? So on this...
But we know you can't be goyfa morsel, right?
But, and what about water and flour? No, you can be, of course, right? Okay. On this, however, not so simple. Tanabana. Ain govlin esakali, you are not allowed to be govel kali, which, what do we say, kali, if you take a look at Rashi, kemach shel tfua she nisyavsha, we looked at this last week, right, in the Pasuk and Rus, right? That's this flour of some type of wheat that was dried out. Keshehen klios batanor, I guess, how do you dry them out? You throw them in the oven, you heat it up. Also, kemach le'ula, I'm reading the Rashi, by the way. Masoku, then it's all review, I guess it sweetens it. Sometimes often when you heat things, they sweeten. Onions is a good example. Right, potatoes, you often heat things up. They don't necessarily have, you know, certainly the sweetness. I guess somehow the heat brings out some sugars, right, that are contained inside these food items. And it's matok. Like I said before, you know, they didn't have, there's no chocolate. There's no candies in the day. So they're desperate, I guess, for some type of confection. Some type of dessert. Okay, you do what you can. Fine. And then sometimes what they would do is, and this is the next stage, which will be relevant in a minute, they would then take this flour that was heated, that sweet, and they would add to it, take a look at Rashi, he says, they would then grind it up and make it into some type of flour. Then you make a shisisa. And what would you do? You add a bit of oil, you add a bit of water, you add a little bit of salt to this flour, and you make this delicious shisisa, which is whatever it is, okay? That's what you used to do. Fine. So the problem is that we have a brisa that says v'yesh omrim govlin. Right? So again, we have a brisa that says at the beginning in govlin. V'yesh omrim govlin. Now we have a problem. Because who is going to say you're allowed to be govel this mixture? This flour, oil, water mixture. Who says you're allowed to do it? Up until now, there's no one to make such a claim. To be govel this? Wow. That is totally shocking. That's a bichidish. Amar Rav Chizda. Oh, I'll tell you who it is. Rashi Bar Yehuda. Whoa. So not only do we see that Rashi Bar Yehuda says you can throw water onto it, now we even have a source to say you can be govel. However, there's a stipulation. What's the stipulation? Needs to do a... Thank you. Needs to do a shinoi. Okay, so with this now,
stuff kali and morsan, kali morsan.
Okay, oh, okay. So, this type of flour, water, oil combo, right? But we call it, I guess, batzek, dough. This dough, which is made from kali. Grounded kali, right, will be allowed to be govel, and the stipulation of a shinui. So, at this point in time, we can't extrapolate to anything. We're just going to hold our position. Now, can we extrapolate to Rebbe? Meaning, when it says yesh ormim govel, what would Rebbe say? Would Rebbe say you can be govel with a shinui? No, why not? You can't even throw the water down onto this, right? Or the water oil down, you can't even throw onto it. So she can't even throw the oil water onto it. For sure, you're not going to be able to mix it. Right? So that's the Rashi at the top of the page. At the top of the Daf and Kuf Nun Vav. For Rabbi, Ashura is not going to help. Why not? Okay, so even throwing water down is going to be problematic. Okay? So, what's important here is that we have the following declaration. There's something which is called a bar gibbel. A bar gibbel is, we'll use for now, classic dough, which is, we're going to call it the classic water, flour, making bread dough. And then we have a level below that, which is this bar gibbel, right? Which appears, love bar gibbel, which appears, this is what this kali mixture is, and this is what this morsum is going to be. So this is bran and this kali, which is, I guess, a much coarser type of flour that doesn't mix so well with water or with various oils. Right? That's, I think, what we said. So you have this called, we're going to have level one, which is your bar gibbel. Level two, which is going to be a love bar gibbel. And then, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but there's actually going to be level three, which is zero gibbel. Right? There's, and not all, right? And we mentioned this last time, but salt or sugar, salt to, from a lush perspective anyways, salt to soup, or sugar to coffee, or sugar to tea, or you're not feeling well, so you can use sugar to tea, that would not be considered. How come we don't say that's a problem of lush? No, that's like a totally...
What if you added tea to sugar?
What if you added tea to sugar?
I think the point about sugar is the concentration.
Okay, so, or the other issue is going to be, maybe, at least according to Rav Zubar Yehuda, this also, when it comes to sugar or tea, when it comes to sugar or salt, this is going to be a dissolving process here, right? There's going to be nothing left of it, right? So, if you're going to tell me, now, we mentioned a little bit a couple weeks ago, what's a machlokas between the definition of lash according to Rebbe and according to Rav Zubar Yehuda? Because we're going to have machlokas on the definition of lash. I'm hoping to get to that in 20 minutes. Okay? I think we'll be in a much better position to answer that properly. Brought up the question and we said, let's think about it. And once we learn the sugya, maybe we'll be able to answer it. So hopefully we'll be able to answer it this morning. But that definitely has to be, that has to be discussed. Let's go back to this Rashi and finish it off. Of all the Rebbe's, however, Rebbe Zubar Yehuda, back to the Rashi. Damar, Ad Sheyigbol Heichan Govlin Kalacha. Yem Mefarash V'Azov Hanimilehu Davka Bishon. Okay, but when it comes to Rebbe Zubar Yehuda, with the Shinar, you'd be allowed to knead this entity with a Shinui, because they love Bar Gibbol. Right? So it's a pathetic kneading. Since it's a pathetic kneading, don't do it. It's probably a rabbinic derabanan. It's probably a derabanan. With a shinui, it's permissible. This is bichirish. I wouldn't have necessarily thought that. It's just because you're doing a shinui with under the rabbanan. We're going to matter it, right? L'chatchila. By the way, this is mutl l'chatchila. This is not, the guy could still be the president of the shul, right? Okay? So, making a shlishi, get him after Yonah, okay? So, now we need to find out what's considered a shinui. So again, we touched on this last week. Okay, please tell me, what's a shinui? Al-yad, which is going to be a little bit at a time, right? So usually speaking, when you do lash, you do it on graces ach. Here you do a little bit of time, that's considered a shinui. Everyone's going to know, you're highlighting it, it's a shinui, and therefore it would make it permissible. Fine. V'shavin shibuch hashin es ha-shashis v'shabes. You'd be allowed to stir this shashis v'shabes, okay? Okay, again, this is not our topic. V'shosim zeitu mamitri. You could drink a type of elixir, some type of mashke over here. So.